This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Airports have been hurt by the decline in travel since the September 11th terrorist attacks. Many U.S. airports are billion-dollar operations that rely on passenger traffic for their revenue. Joshua Leves reports from the world's busiest passenger airport in Atlanta.
Hartsfield Airport is like a small city. With an annual payroll budget of $1.9 billion, it has more than 43,000 employees. That figure includes those who work for airlines and those who work at stores within the airport. Hartsfield's operating revenue for last year was more than $250 million, which it gets from landing fees, concession revenues, parking fees, and retail shops like Irwin Pearl. The store sells high-end faux jewelry in the airport's B concourse. Before September 11th, it was often very busy.
Per hour, we could get easily 50 clients just walk through the doors in and out. I mean, easily 50 clients an hour.
Jennifer Stewart is store manager. She says in recent weeks there's been just a small trickle of customers.
A lot slower than it was in the past, definitely. A lot slower. It's going to change, I hope, eventually.
Irwin Pearl is one of more than a dozen shops at the airport that sublease space from a company called HMS Host. Jill Myers is general manager for HMS Host. She says sales at all the stores plummeted after the events of September 11th.
More than I think we've ever seen, or anyone's ever seen in the history of doing business like this in airports.
Even though business has picked up somewhat, it hasn't picked up enough. Hartsfield used to have 250,000 people a day pass through. In recent days, it's been less than 200,000.
We had to make the very unfortunate decision to eliminate some job positions. We also worked on cutting back of our hours.
HMS Host pays the airport more than $100,000 a month in rent, but the company may not be able to for much longer. It's one example of how Hartsfield's entire economy is shrinking. Fewer people are parking their cars and buying food. As airlines decrease their flights, there are fewer airplanes paying landing fees. Hartsfield hasn't released its latest figures, but it's clear the airport could lose millions of dollars. The city oversees the airport, but Hartsfield's general manager, Ben DaCosta, says the airport has to pay for itself.
Airports across the nation are businesses. They operate based on revenue, not taxpayer money. And so as a business, we're looking at our revenue projections and our expenses to make sure that we can manage our financial environment for the greater good of the traveling public.
The city and the state both have a big stake in the airport's success. Hartsfield has an annual economic impact of nearly $4 billion on the region. But officials say the airport's troubles will not damage the region's economy.
Hartsfield in and of itself is not an economic engine. It is a reflection of what's going on in the economy.
Sam Williams is president of the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. He says Hartsfield provides 2% of the jobs in the metro area, not enough to have a dramatic impact on the entire economy. If airlines dropped many routes, Williams says, then businesses and the regional economy would be hurt.
A route to another city doesn't instantaneously create jobs. The businesses between those cities create the jobs, and they're what fill the seats.
So as long as the airport continues to operate, Atlanta's economy as a whole is not punctured?
Absolutely. It's a portal for how this economy functions.
Despite the current situation, airport officials are determined to go ahead with a plan to build a fifth runway. They've asked the city to approve the project, which could cost more than $1 billion. And while some city officials think now is not the time to focus on airport expansion, Hartsfield officials believe it will help stimulate the economy and serve as a sign that they're confident airport business will return to the level it was at before September 11th. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.